Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. We'll surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards of Football. Special thanks to my producer who's making it happen today, Mr. Logan Landers. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. Today's video is what's going on in the Michigan State's athletic department. If you like the video, please come in and share it. I'm going to keep this short and sweet. In my 63 years, I've seen a lot of things on the national news front. I've been very fortunate. I was born in the 60s, grew up in the 70s and 80s, middle life in the 90s. Now I'm the back end of the 2000s, and I'm on the back end of my life. Some of the things that you see happen, you just cannot fathom or imagine that this is happening. What happened last week in Michigan State, based on what's going over in Israel, I'm just saying to myself, what are your people doing in Michigan State in the athletic department? What I'm speaking of is that Michigan State played their arch rival Michigan on last Saturday night. They lost a football game 49-0. From a third party source, they had a trivia question. What country was Adolf Hitler born? And I still cannot fathom that. And I still, you're looking at East Lansing, Michigan, that's had some great sports history. Going back to the 1966 Michigan State football team, they had Jimmy Ray, Clint Jones, Gene Washington, the great legend himself, Bubba Smith, Charles Thornhill, George Webster. Then switching over to the basketball side of things. 1979, when I was a true freshman in college, watching Magic Johnson, Greg Kelso, and Jay Vincent cut down the nets for Michigan State. And do you know that game is still the most watched college basketball game of all time? Then the 2000 team that won the national championship with my team, Cleves, Maurice Peterson, Charlie Bale, Andre Hudson. And then you look at the Michigan State, the scandal that they've had starting in before the season, where they had to fire their head football coach Mel Tucker over sexual harassment. 2 years after he signed a massive 10-year, $95 million contract. And you would think that Michigan State would be more careful. I don't care if you got a third-party source handling this, but you think they'd be more careful based on what's going on in Israel. To have a question, trivia question, the opening of a football game against your arch rival, the University of Michigan. I'm getting my points messed up. I want to say University of Memphis, but I mean Michigan. What country was Adolf Hitler born? That just put a different light in my mindset on what's going on in Michigan State. They got some serious problems, man. And they got some people that maybe don't need to be in the athletic department, man. Their heart and soul is in another place. I have a good friend of mine. He's an outstanding individual, love college basketball, doing a lot of great things on that level. And he always is talking about Michigan State basketball. He's proud of Tom Izzo, and he's always staying Sparty. He thinks Michigan State is the greatest program when it especially comes to basketball. But I'm going to tell you something. You know what I'm talking about. I ain't going to put your name out there. But what you need to do, next time you go home, or next time you talk to some your people from East Lansing, or next time you talk to some people in the Michigan State Athletic Department, you need to be saying, what's going on, Spotty? Because we don't have a good look. If you like the video today, please come in and share it here on 100 Yards of Football. I've been your host, Vincent Turner. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. I don't know what y'all doing in East Lansing, but y'all need to get it together, man. Come on, questions about what country Adolf Hitler was born and the situation going over in Israel? What are y'all doing in East Lansing? Be blessed to him 100 yards of football.